inflation rates and things, but before we make major adjustments, I think they need research.
We're going to call a recess at 8:18 p.m.
Trying to reduce it and refine it, and that may be increasing fees and so forth. So at least that's my objective for FY19.
I agree. Satisfied. This year.
Go ahead. So I just wanted to point out, I appreciate that we're sort of on a path, and it's going to take some time to work through some issues like the fee rate study and such. But some of the graphs and information that Lee provided, you know, like as far as legislative grants, you can see they're gone. They've been gone for 5 years. Zero. Where we had between 1.5 and 11.5 million in previous years. So we know we're going to have to start picking up those kinds of costs. We know we've got deferred maintenance that we hadn't been picking up that we have to pick up, to the point where buildings and services are being shut down because that's how bad it is. I mean, when I got on here the last 4 years, I supported keeping the sales tax rate what it was, not reducing it, because I knew what the state situation was going to be, and I knew there was going to be reducing money to cities. And then I fought against fee increases for a number of years, particularly with Harbor and Electrical, because, you know, they're real drivers of the economy. But when you get to the point where you're shutting down services because your maintenance is so bad, and, you know, now we're saying no to our community members, like employees and the school, you know, we're saying no to department heads and things that, you know, aren't necessary or we can delay for a period of time. The you can't just say no forever. So anyway, it doesn't sound like there's support around the table to move forward with anything at this time. But I do want to see in the next year us come to some kind of grips with some sort of balance in the budget, because we do have to do the deferred maintenance. We can't just say no all the time to the increases that are happening. And, you know, labor is a huge cost that's just continuing to go up, labor and health insurance. And, you know, we've been trying to hold the line, but it's also members in the community. So anyway, balance is kind of what I'm looking for. I guess I've said enough. The one last thing is the sanitation fund is really, really hurting.
Incredibly.
And I don't think we need a rate increase study to know that we don't have enough money in that fund in reserves.
I agree.
David?
Did our rates go up for shipping stuff out on the barges?
It likely will be going up here soon. The Republic is changing the formula that they're applying, the cost that's going to be based on the water, sewer, and waste index for, they used to use the Seattle region in particular, but now we're looking at a different method of applying that because Seattle's just gotten out of hand. But it will likely mean a little bit of increase for rental based on the structure that we have right now with them. And I'll be bringing that to you guys shortly so we can see that.
In addition to that, the big thing to remember for solid waste is that we are also going to be required to have baled garbage within 4 years. So we have to have a plan in place to, is it three?
Four.
So that means we probably need to have a baler installed in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So we have to have a plan in place for that major capital project.
And anecdotally, I was out watching as the truck came and picked up my trash can and dumped it in, and it slid right through the arms and into the back, and so Dean had to get out and dig my trash can out of the garbage truck. And he looked at me, and all he says is, 25 years life left, my butt. You know, the trucks are getting old, and they wear out, and we're going to have to look at doing something as we go along. And so, yeah, I think that fund is hurting bad. But we've also, we've done some fairly major increases at the residential level, and I will, you know, we brought this up before, but that scale, people pull in with massive loads of trash and it costs them $18. I pull in with my wife's Subaru and it cost me $20 or $18, the same amount. And we've got to start weighing the trash and charging people appropriately. Petersburg charges for cardboard.
I've contacted Petersburg and Juneau before, and they charge for everything. Burnables, cardboard, metal, everything.
Well, unless we're going to increase those right now, I want to get on with this
We're getting kind of off on what subject that we should be discussing on our next budget.
If I may, if it were the Assembly's direction to prepare a rate increase for this year in sanitation, notwithstanding plans to pursue a rate study, that could be done. And it has been recommended in general workshops and conversations and understood that rate increases would be necessary to plan for these things that we've mentioned. So if that's the direction that I'm sensing, we can discuss and look at that and bring it back for consideration.
Personally, I'd like to see that.
Okay. At the 2% level?
If it's just sanitation?
I wouldn't hold it at 2%.
I wouldn't hold it at 8%. I'd like to see
what let's look at it, yeah.
Well, I would prefer not to do a major increase without understanding what the rate study is going to tell us, because then we can do what I would call a gradated scale over time of increases. So I don't mind doing a nominal increase somewhere between, 2 to 5% potentially up front, but I would hate to go into the double digits certainly in 1 year and without knowledge of what the future is going to bring.
When are you going to have the rate study?
Well, we can... July 1, those funds will be available as part of this budget, and we can ask Amber to do an RFP to get that out on the street.
It's likely to be next budget season, though.
I
will make a motion to amend the budget to include a 5% increase to the sanitation fund.
You're going to?
Yes. I will amend the motion to approve the budget to include a 5% increase to the sanitation fund rates. If there's a second.
Is there a second?
Okay. I'll second it just for discussion. Don't necessarily agree with it.
Okay, go ahead.
If I could offer, I think that just saying to raise the rates 5% across the board is not what we need to look at with the sanitation. I don't know that we aren't where we need to be with the residential garbage collection rates. I do know that we're not where we need to be with what we charge for the solid waste that comes through the facility. That is a for sure thing. And you can, it's your prerogative again to do what you want, but I would say think about maybe looking at, we could look at all of it, but we could, I'd like to split those two and look at them separately and maybe not do a flat 5%, because the 5% may not get us where we need to be, and you may be penalizing one group where, you know, you may need more revenue in another area to offset and balance the system.
So my intention was just to not be, to get the funds so there's a little bit more reserves, so we're not so tight. It's not to complete what the package needs to be. That would be after the rate study. That was my intention.
Any further discussion?
Oh, I guess I have one question also to Amber. Do you know roughly what percentage is residential for the revenue stream versus?
No, we don't track that. Okay. Unfortunately.
Drew?
Can we amend those rates mid-year?
We can amend them at the first meeting after the budget. We can amend those rates anytime.
Can we wait until we have the rate study done and then amend the rates, please?
The rates are done, I believe they're in ordinance, is that correct?
They are.
So that takes two readings of an ordinance to amend the fees. So if you wanted to, just for process, if you wanted to amend the budget saying you want to reflect a 5% increase in fees, you can do that, or whatever the increase in fees is in that enterprise fund, you can do that. But it's still, in order to make that official, takes two readings of an ordinance and a public hearing to be able to change the code to actually change those rates to reflect what would then be a rate increase.
I'm going to have to go along with Drew. I want to see the rate, and I want to see what Amber's talking about too. I don't want to say 5% across the board and then we're lacking someone where we should be 10%. I mean, or 2% here and 5% there. I think we're getting overboard here without having all the knowledge that we should have.
Also, refresh my memory, in your budget, you're fixing the scales, if I remember
yes,
right?
Yes, so the scales actually work. We have them calibrated every year. There is some logistics that we need to work around to be able to use the scale. Number one, how do you weigh in and weigh out? But that's an easy thing.
Yeah.
It's done all the time. But access to, depending on what we have going on, clearances so that larger vehicles can get in and off that scale.
Yeah, we can't put the actual garbage
exactly. So, on the so scale. There's some logistics to work out. But the scale will work. But in order to charge, there are certain state standards as far as regulations for charging rates. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to weigh to a certain increment.
Yeah,
and then you have to have your fees associated with that increment. So we need to look at changing the structure when we go to charging by weight.
Okay.
So that it would be a completely different structure, and there are guidelines set by the state for that.
So it's more
yeah, and then we need some equipment to make that work. You have to be able to print a receipt, have a readout and whatnot. So all of that needs to be implemented.
Any further discussion on the amended motion? Oh, please.
Assemblymember Larrabee?
No.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
No.
Rusanka?
No.
Gilbert?
No.
Howell?
No.
Mayor Jack?
No. Now to the back to the original motion of the budget on the resolution. Is there any further discussion on that? Full vote, please.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Rusanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. And then we, item 13.
G.
Which was the original A, if I'm not mistaken.
You're correct.
Proposed resolution number 06-18-1414 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2019 pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code section 5.04.010. providing for the collection of taxes due in 2018 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to approve resolution number 06181414 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for schools and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough of the tax year 2018 pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Section 504010, providing for the collection of taxes due in 2018 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes. Should that have read 2019 up top? Does that match what the mayor read?
No, it's actually 2018. It's taxes that will be due this year, in this calendar year.
Thank you.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Lee, was the appraiser, was he supposed to have given us the property tax roll certification before June 1st?
Yes.
Isn't it due before June 1st?
My understanding is yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The assessor certifies the tax roll as of
why June was 1st. He tardy? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm the one that said this was supposed to have been done by June 1st. Where is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
But as soon as we brought that to his attention, we had it immediately. I think it was just probably a clerical oversight.
Oversight?
Yep.
All right.
Any further discussion? Julie?
So again, I just want to point out our general fund is the part of the budget that's sort of feeling the pinch the most. And that's primarily sales tax and property taxes. If you look at the chart that Lee included in the budget, the beginning of the budget, he has historic millage rates, which is quite interesting to see that back in 1964, the mill rate was 21%. And then there's a period where it drops down quite a bit, down to as low as 3.2%. And then really like over the last 30 years, it's been relatively stable between 9% and 13%, with the last like 10 right at what we're at right now, which is 12.75. So, I mean, I attribute, you know, we have some good things going on in the city with our budget situation. We have reserves, you know, we have been conservative in spending money. The problem with the flip side of that coin is that we have all this deferred maintenance and issues there. So I want to just highlight to people, you know, it's been stable for quite a long time, and it's not, and it's kind of in the middle. We've had higher, we've had lower. So it's a potential source to fix a general fund deficit, if we continue to see a general fund deficit.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yep.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Przonka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. I believe that concludes the agenda items. Attorney's file is available for review in the borough clerk's office. We had no executive session, so we will have adjournment at 8:00.